Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to have a visit with Tom Tancredo, a former U.S. congressman. And his website is WeBuildTheWall.us. We're going to talk about the Trump impeachment inquiry. We're going to talk about the attempt to build the wall and current contemporary politics. Tom, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, sir. Pleasure.
Sure. And a little bit by way of background, you served in the U.S. Congress and then served in the Reagan administration, I understand.
I did. One of the brighter times of my life, actually. It was probably the best thing I've ever done in politics, and that includes Congress.
What did you do for Reagan?
I was appointed the regional director of the U.S. Department of Education here. And what had happened was I was in the Colorado legislature at the time. I got this call. They said, Do you want to serve in the administration? Your name has been given to us because I had been a delegate to the national convention for Reagan and a surrogate speaker for him. So I said, well, sure, absolutely. And I said, in what capacity? And they said, well, you're a teacher and you're new chairman of the education committee. How about the U.S. Department of Education? I said, golly, you know, don't take this wrong. I said, but no. And they said, what? And I said, yeah, no, I really, really would love to, but I don't believe we should have a U.S. Department of Education. And the guy said, well, that's why we're calling you. So the conversation went on, and eventually, yes, I was appointed to run the regional office, and our task was to try to implode the whole department. So I went from 222 people in my regional office down to 60 in about 4 years, and that's as much as I could do. It was a great time because I could serve him, and I still consider him to be an ideal president and my idol.
Sure. Yeah. So in other words, you reduced from, it's a lot of waste, yeah. I guess, that was eliminated. I've been listening, by the way, to an audiobook on Coolidge. And he did that as part of the people's business. And it wasn't to be nasty to people. It was because government waste hurts all of us.
Well, exactly. And you have to remember that the U.S. Department of Education had only been created a year and a half earlier by then-President Carter as a sop to the teachers union, to the NEA. The deal was if they supported him, he'd support the creation of a department. They did. He did. It was a quid pro quo, as a matter of fact.
Wow. We've heard about those lately.
Yeah. And we came in. I mean, it had nothing to do with education. And it had certainly no positive impact on education. It had plenty of negative. So when we came in, we tried to get somebody to carry a bill to abolish it. We couldn't even get a bill introduced, and it had only been there a year and a half. So our next best hope was to try and reduce it. And I always give a speech and would say, you know, when I came in here, there were 222 people. There are now 60. Has anybody been able to tell the difference?
Wow.
And frankly, no one ever said to me, oh, yes, the service from the regional office has gone down. No, because I said, if we went to zero, you'd never know it.
Wow.
And that is the absolute truth.
Yeah, isn't that something? Wow. Okay, so then you went on from working for the Reagan administration. You were a U.S. congressman for what, about 10 years?
That's correct. Well, then I went from there to actually running something called the Independence Institute. It's a conservative think tank here in Colorado. And then after 5 years there, I ran for office. I ran for Congress in 1998 and was elected to the U.S. Congress, where I served for 10 years before I left on my own accord, believe me. So it was a great experience, but I wouldn't want to do it again.
Hmm. Okay, now what are your thoughts about the wall and the need for the wall and borders and so forth? If I'm not mistaken, aren't you sometimes besmirched by the left and so forth? As you know, as if you're a hater or something like that because you believe in strong borders, but you're in good company, of course.
Right. No, I am completely committed to the idea of borders and the defense thereof. You. What's the use of having them if you don't defend them? If as liberals want, you abolish borders, then what's the purpose of calling yourself a nation? You are not. You're just a location. You're just on the street. And it is, you know, if somebody says, what does it mean to be an American? You can say, well, I guess it's where I live. But there is no nation there. And immigration, massive immigration, I think what people have to understand is this. The desire to thoroughly transform America, which has been going on now for quite some time, that has been articulated probably most recently by President Obama when he said, I want to thoroughly transform America. He used those words, and he did. But it is not just him. It's a massive undertaking by the left to transform the West, to destroy the any country that was created with Judeo-Christian principles as their foundation. And this has been going on for decades. And one of the major strategies being employed by them in order to accomplish that has been immigration, not just to the United States, but all over to Western Europe. You see what is happening all over the West, where the culture is being changed by the infusion of millions and millions of people who do not share those Christian, Judeo-Christian values, and who have a desire to change the country into something else. And we are not immune to that. That's what's been happening here. And one of the reasons why the left has worked so hard to try and make sure that people coming here don't assimilate into what were traditional values, but to maintain their own culture and allegiance to even political allegiance to the countries from which they came. If they can tribalize us, which they're trying to do, if they can balkanize us, which they certainly have done, then they can rely on those constituencies to put them in power forever, because they promise them, you know, they become victimized groups, right, but under their definition. And so then liberals come in and say, I will, don't worry, I'll defend you. I'll take care of you. You have been victimized by this country, by this culture, but we will change all that. And look what happened even with, right, I just read something about Chick-fil-A saying that they would no longer fund Salvation Army. And one other, because of the objections of the gay and lesbian community, anybody that says they're for traditional marriage to the left, and you know, to especially these groups, they are haters. But it is absolutely a designed activity. It is designed to, as I said, tribalize, balkanize, victimize, and then destroy this country. And believe me, immigration is part of it. And also believe me when I tell you that President Trump's problems, the hatred that he has to experience. You talk about hatred. I've never seen anything like it in my life in terms of the hatred that fills the minds, hearts, and souls of the people that want to get rid of him. And I will tell you, I think we should pray for him, his safety, because I guarantee you these people will do anything. And part of this hatred manifests itself in the impeachment process that we are witnessing, the circus that we are witnessing. It's not a true impeachment process, and I don't think they'll even go through with it, because I think it'll implode on them. But anyway, immigration, his position on immigration is one reason why it is indeed so important for them to get him out.
Now, this is kind of bizarre for me to bring up, but you see somebody like Ann Coulter, who you know, has turned on Trump because he's not building the wall fast enough. And just what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, she of course is privy to. I mean, is responsible for her own opinion. Nobody should have to defend them, and I don't, because I do know he is building new wall. I'm telling you that where we had what the left will say, oh, it's not, it's just a, you know, he's just replacing. Well, yeah, he's replacing what they call the wall. You know, do you know what Normandy barriers are?
No.
Well, they're those
like jacks, big jacks, metal,
huge metal jumping jacks.
Oh yeah. Okay, I've seen those.
Okay, right. Well, that's what they had up. They said, well, that was stopping traffic across the desert. Yeah, okay. First of all, it didn't. They just put up ramps. And secondly, it stopped no fleet traffic because they just walk in between. They're not really barriers at all. So, yes, he is building 100 miles so far of new wall where it was absolutely needed and where the other stuff they called walls was falling down or was absolutely ineffective. So she's wrong. I mean, I've seen what he's doing with my own eyes. I can tell you that it is a new wall because no wall existed there before. And we, of course, are helping with We Build the Wall. We've already completed one stage of our construction, a privately funded a barrier on the southern border. And we started around Veterans Day, a second project. This one about 4.5 miles long, and I can't go into great detail because every time we talk about where it's going to be, why they send down an army of lawyers to try and stop us.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going.
What are your comments on the criticisms from the AOC types where they'll say, oh, children are being separated from their parents by this cruel and heartless administration at the border?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me tell you that many, many, many of those children and parents aren't together. Their children have been purchased and have been used as the get-into-United States free card and then get recycled back to another group of illegals, bringing them in, pretending that they are children. We are now conducting DNA tests, and I think I just heard recently, at least 600 were identified as not being, you know, that's not their parents at all. They have been, and where's the ACLU? Where's the left? What the child abuse, the sexual molestation, and of almost every, let's say at least younger woman coming across that border, put into sexual slavery oftentimes in order to pay back the cartels. Where's that concern? You want to tell me about the concern for people? Well, if you absolutely secure your border, which we could, I guarantee you, we could secure both the North and the South, you then stop this exploitation of children and women. But you don't hear anything like that from the left, who, if they really cared, they'd be on our side on this issue.
Mm, that's a great point. In fact, I heard that somewhere I read that 83% of the children that are stopped at the border were not with the adults that they were with, were not their own parents. So this is a serious problem. Okay, we have 1 minute left to go. So you feel like a lot of the animus against Trump is for trying to secure the borders as one of the main issues.
I do, because immigration, massive immigration, please hear me, massive immigration, both legal and illegal, of people who do not want to and will not assimilate into America, but want to remain in their own cultural sort of division and even political affiliation, that is the most significant strategy they can employ, or maybe tactic is a better word, in their strategy to thoroughly transform America.
Wow. Okay, we have half a minute left to go. WeBuildTheWall.us is your website. Tom Tancredo, I'll give you the final word.
Well, go to that site. You'll love it. You will see that it is a terrific accomplishment of the people who have really been boots on the ground down there. I'm just on the board. But I will tell you, when you see it, I'll sound like President Trump. This is the greatest wall that's ever been built on the planet Earth.
Okay. Hey, Tom, thank you. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Sure.
Thanks. Bye-bye.